Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Favorite Christian radio station, Tripped Up, right? 28 after 2 on Radio Pulpit. We make way for Johan Els, who's coming through on the other side of 3 o'clock this afternoon to make sure that you are well taken care of. He is coming through on the other side, right here on Radio Pulpit. And we get straight into our interview this afternoon. We are joined on the line by Claudia Munyai, who's our educational psychologist. Claudia, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Umpo, and a wonderful afternoon to our listeners.
Are you good?
I am well, thanks. I'm findable.
Findable. I'm glad you're findable.
Oh, yes.
So we're talking about time leverage, you know, as a self-care practice. And, you know, we are getting straight into it. I mean, we often hear about the value of, you know, leveraging on time as a way for increasing productivity, just as, you know, just not as a way of increasing self-care measures. What does it mean, you know, to leverage time, particularly for self-care? Because, you know, we are all about self-care these days.
Yes, definitely. We definitely must be on that road of self-care. So the thing is, Mpo, time leverage is a technique for achieving the biggest result in the least amount of time and effort as possible. So now we are all aware that we all have 24 hours, né, in a given day. Mm-hmm. And this known phrase that use your time wisely. Now, the sad thing is that often at times is that we apply this technique of using your time wisely for business productivity or productivity in everything else other than taking care of yourself or you being in a position of being cared for. So today I wish to invite our listeners to apply the same level of effort that they apply for productivity in other areas of their life, to apply it more in self-care and well-being.
Sure. And those are obviously very, very important, you know, making sure that we're fine, we're taking very good care of ourselves. And like you're saying, we all have 24 hours at the end of the day. What are the key things, you know, to be aware of, especially when doing this?
So what is important for you to be aware of is what are you spending your time doing in the current moment? So first things is first, just notice what are the things that you spend yourself your time doing. Could it be social media? Could it be just chilling and doing nothing, but doing something that is nothing and not being effective in any way? Could it be that you're spending time ensuring that other people are cared for other than yourself? So now that awareness is very important. Where are you spending your time, and what are you doing as in that space that you are in? And in order for you to now leverage that time for self-care, let's reduce on social media. First things first, it's very important because that is your energy, emotional and psychological energy, and time in itself used on seeing and feeling things that are shared by other people out there, rather than directing or redirecting that energy to yourself and ensuring that you are doing things that are going to benefit your well-being. And secondly, in as much as we are now going to reduce time on social media, let us use this technology that we have actually to our advantage. And how are we going to do that? Now we have online available different types of meditation guides. And how about you now use the 5-minute relaxation sounds or 5-minute relaxation meditation guides, or practicing what we spoke about last week, which was the 3-minute process for silence as a self-care measure. So taking that time to use that technology to just be in that space in order for you to just have that breakaway from the buzz and hustle, you know, of life. And lastly, you know, it's important for us to ask for help. We often want to do many things ourselves because we want to make sure that it is done well. How about allowing someone else to step in? How about entrusting someone else to do certain tasks, which therefore will make time for you to have that time for yourself? So in the home, how about asking our children to assist with our chores or with the chores in the house? And also, you know, mommy and daddy, the house doesn't need to sparkle every day of the week. So there are days where you don't actually have to pack those clothes away, but use that time that you could have packed them away to just be with yourself and be in that space where you are caring for yourself. Paint your nails if you need to do so. Go out and have a drink for coffee or anything that you feel that this one is me taking care of me.
Me taking care of me and really just making time for yourself. I love that, that coffee date. I did something a while back where, you know, you just... You know how when they talk about those self, almost it's self dates, but what do they call them again? Solo dates.
Yeah.
Yes.
Solo dates.
Ooh, power. Power to solo dates. Power.
Those and are really nice. You know what I love about that? You know what I love about that? I love the fact that you don't have someone else in front of you whom you have to talk to and engage with. You are engaging with yourself.
Yeah.
You are talking the most with yourself. You're having nice discussions with yourself. Or you can just be silent.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
Sure. Thank you so much for this, Mae. We really appreciate it. How do we get a hold of you on social media or any other platform? And of course, you can just quickly wrap it up and give us those details.
I'm available on Facebook and Instagram. The handle is CMEdPsych, CM Educational Psychologist. I'm also available on WhatsApp. The number is 079-1830-467. 079-1830-467. We are also available online if you want to know more about the services that we offer and just browse around on www.todomonyai.co.za. Remember, you are well taken care of and it's always good for you to take time for yourself.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Much, much appreciated.
Thank you. Bye.
Lovely. Thank you so much. We truly, truly appreciate it. Right here on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.